BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It is the Freak Show. It's Wild 94.1, the Bay's party station. The lovely J-Ray is in the building right now.
What's up, everybody?
Put your hands together for the girl in the building from the block.
That's
she has
right.
been here, Tampa on, loved, from New York.
Absolutely.
Originally, but you've been here. I've known you how long?
Eight years.
Hey, really?
It's been 8 years. Do you remember when I took you to the Kevin Hart show?
Yes.
I got front row tickets, and you looked at me, you said, how the hell you get front row tickets? And I'm Orlando, and I ain't got front row tickets. And I'm looking at Kevin Hart's nose hairs. I was like, just stick with me, kid. You'll be all right.
I know. I was like, I'm going to rock with you.
And then
I'm looking online, and I start seeing your name attached with big names. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, man, this is the same woman that I've hung out with.
Mm-hmm. And that I scared you?
Yeah, you scared. Because that's the thing. They make me scared because they see, feel, mm-hmm. whatever. And I'm like, I don't ever want to walk up to you happy.
Right.
And you look at me like, ooh, I'm glad you walked up. Let me tell you. I'm like, don't ruin my weekend.
Yeah,
like, no. You know, so it's funny, but I respect the culture. Mm-hmm. Now, Davi is on the other hand. He's like, yo, I think.
He's like
think
one of
something
many.
Going right. on.
Like I said, he'll be my best friend by the end of this show.
There you go.
As soon as I start telling him he's going to make millions, he'll be like,
that's
okay,
all you got to tell me. I'm in.
I want to stick with you. When do I have Kevin Hart tickets coming out?
So are you a psychic? How does it all work?
So basically, there's all the different fundamentals. But the basis of who I really am is I'm an energy reader. I've just been doing this. I am a medium. That means I do talk to people that have died. Mm. Let's be very clear about that. Psychic means that you pretty much can tell the future, which I don't really believe that people can tell the future because we do have free will. So I really do think things can turn out however you decide them to turn out. It depends on where you're at in your healing process. If you're constantly being triggered and you're not doing what you need to do, then you're going to constantly fall back into old patterns. Therefore, your prediction for your future is pretty much whatever your past is. So that's pretty much a thing with psychics that kind of makes me a little uncomfortable is if you really get to know the energy of a person, you can already know. You can have this, but based upon who you are, you ain't going to get it because of the things you've already been doing.
Uh-huh.
So that's where...
So it's more assessment.
It's more of assessment, psychological. It kind of goes a little more into the mentalist thing and goes a little more into what you have to learn as far as being a healer, because I'm definitely a healer, because I'm here to heal the soul. I want to know what's triggering you, what's not getting you to the other side, what's not getting you to the place you want to be at.
Now, let me ask you this. When you're healing, like, say, for instance, let's say, like, you and J-Lo are healing. What is J-Lo wearing?
You stop it.
I'm
just saying, like, I don't want to know the specifics, but, like, is she wearing?
All I can say is that girl dresses like nobody else.
Morning,
know. Noon, and night.
But is she
that's
in pajamas? Do y'all pillow fight? Oh, like, tell us what's going on in this thing.
Let me tell you something. From her pajamas to her morning clothes to her afternoon clothes, from her J-Lo on the block clothes, she's always looking fine.
You work with a lot of celebrities?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You just haven't named them or anything?
No, because I really do believe in confidentiality on every level, and I really do believe that they pay me for anonymity, and that's what I choose to do. And at the end of the day, even if they didn't pay me, I believe in people, and I believe in their respect of their privacy, because I like to be private in my own life. Like, Orlando didn't know where the hell I was. He's like, where are you at?
Yeah, I was like, yo, I thought you moved to New York. He's like, no, I'm in Tampa.
Well, I also have a dead place there, too, but, I'm just saying, I don't like everybody to know my business. If I don't like anybody knowing my business, then I have to really think about that. But if you come into my den and you say, yo, Jay, I want to be on your show, or Jay, I'm going to talk or whatever, I'll call in, then it's on you. Then, you know, you can insane. You can tell whatever you
want.
Well,
let me just brag on you for a second.
Sure.
Because, like, okay, you're working, you're represented now. Benny Medina, who we all know and love,
yes.
Hollywood, great.
Yes.
Put together Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Absolutely.
Manages
yes.
J-Lo and a bunch of other stars. He's cultivated. He's now helming your career.
Yes. I mean, as far as what people know and what they see and what I don't really, you know, divulge. But apparently it gets out there. I don't know. I half the time I get DMs and I'm like, who is this? Mm. And where did this picture come from? And who took that picture? And
You in the light now. You in the light.
What is going on right now?
You're in the light now.
But I can honestly say he's more of a friend than anything else.
That's dope.
I'd be honest.
So you got you have this performance that is coming up where you are going to be live on stage.
Yes. In New York City. It's going to be called J. Ray Live.
Because
that's what I do best.
And it's Gramercy Theater.
Yes, in the middle of New York City.
And you're going to have a live audience and doing
readings.
Yes, around
250 people.
Wow.
And they're going to film this and all this other stuff.
And it's going to be pretty amazing because what has happened over the years.
DJ, of course.
Oh, yeah. And that's really, I have to pick the DJ. Hey. I'm
going
to have to figure out what I'm
going to do. Look at Dami. We all
going to
be good friends.
Do I have a future here?
I believe.
But what I think it all cultivated into is the fact that I really did start in the hip-hop world.
Yeah.
You know, remember, Janet Scales, the Star Goddess, is the one who brought me on.
Yeah,
I remember
that.
She kind of put me here and, you know, never to forget where you come from and how this all started. But at the end of the day, I really did start in hip-hop. And this is kind of where it all started. It was right in this room, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
because you know?
I mean, years ago, and then now with Sway and Sirius XM and, you know, doing all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I really do love what I do, but the best thing I love doing is really live. And as many times as they wanted to do TV shows with me and they came to my house and they filmed, we did sizzle reels, I love radio. That's what I want to do. That's what I love. That's what I do best is the live. And I did not know in this culture and in psychic world and all this other stuff is a lot of psychic mediums will not do live call-ins.
Really?
Yeah. They won't. And I did not know that until they were like, will she do live? And they're like, that's all she does. They're like, what? Put her on now.
Most people would have people pre-recorded, be
always,
able to do,
and they
know,
would edit it and all sorts of stuff.
And you just
want
to talk to people straight, no chaser. That's dope. That's
Jay,
very
if you're going
to
do like a reading on somebody or whatever, what's your process like? Are you looking at palms? Are you reading cards? Are you just feeling energy?
Well, I'm going to stand up because I'm too short.
Okay.
I have a booty and I'm wearing heels and it still ain't working. But
speaking of booty, what was J-Lo wearing with you? All right, never mind. All right, we'll talk about that later. You got pictures?
Alone.
What?
Like,
which phone is her pictures
alone.
In? That's what I'm saying. All right. Well,
now, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to sketch on a pad. And that I've always done. And then when I sketch on a pad, this is the first thing I pick up is, like, I get the number 7 with you, Davi, immediately. So what's in the month of July?
Oh, my God.
Birthday
oh, wait, you're doing
July?
A reading now?
Yes.
This, oh, okay.
Oh, we already started?
Oh, this is started.
Yeah, my birthday is in July.
That's you. Okay, so I have your energy. Okay, so now who's also the letter A that's connected to you? Who's the letter A?
A.
Who's mother, father, sister, brother?
Yeah, mama is
the
A.
Okay, thank you. That's your mother. Okay.
Okay,
so
see, this is freaking me out.
So the first thing I'm going to do is that. I'm also going to say, who's November or what's November mean for you? Or what's coming up in November that you're excited about? Because I hear you're excited about November. November. Well, it's my birthday unless you come to my party. Are you doing anything in November?
No, nothing comes to mind in November.
Okay, no problem. Something will. Okay.
Uh-oh, something in November. Something's gonna happen to Davi in November.
Did you just submit in paperwork? Did you just submit in paperwork of some sort? What did you just submit in? I'm being shown you're handing paperwork in. You signed it. You submitted it.
Yeah, I did.
An application of some sort.
It was like a registration for a song.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's going to be approved. That's going to come within the next 6 weeks, and you're going to be able to. And you sold the rights to that song. Like you're.
No, it's mine.
It's yours, but you're giving it to somebody.
It.
You're registering
it
so somebody can buy it, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 weeks. Somebody's going to purchase the song. They're probably going to want more the beats than they want the actual lyrics.
Okay.
Because it's like the music behind it is what I'm picking up. They're going to want that or they're going to want the hook.
Okay.
You know, something specific about the song. And they're going to cut it, edit it. But you're fine with it. As long as you sell it, you can do whatever the hell you want with it.
Maybe in November.
That's
okay,
for sure.
Then. This just got real creepy. That's all I gotta say.
But you asked me how I do it, and that's how
that's,
I do it.
Yeah.
That's
it's
how
as
it
quick
goes
as
down.
That.
Okay.
It's as quick as that.
And then people start asking you, like, they start digging
well,
in
I like
and asking
to open
you
up
stuff.
First. So I like to open up the session first by first doing what I just did, connecting with the person. Then once we connect to the person, then I say, ask me specific questions.
Okay.
Then I also do another process, which is numerology, which is the scientific end of who you are in the DNA of your soul. Basically, the time you were born, the day you were born adds up to a number.
Yeah.
A single digit between 1 through 9. Then it adds up to a personal year, 1 through 9. Everything counts for what is going on in your life, and it all makes sense. So it all ties in together. So I take the energy of the situation, the scientific end of what's going on, and we make a game plan.
Wow.
And we make sense of it.
All right, so wait. So we got to make sure everybody knows how to contact you because you got so many things going on. So wait, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to let Meredith do a reading and get it in. And I still got to ask about this Medium thing.
Oh, absolutely. All right,
so because I'm learning
that's
as I go.
Thing,
so we
that's
got more.
That's one thing you were always terrified of, but it's not as bad as people think.
Because I just don't want Whitney to pop out your mouth and just like, you know, start singing or something. It's just be weird. So J Ray live right here with the Freak Show. We come at Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. J Ray live in the building with us right now.
Yes.
Psychic, numerologist, spiritual counselor. Hip hop DJ personality, you know, New York son, like, you know, like she gets it in. And
yes.
What is your contacts so everybody
so
can catch you on your socials?
www.jraylive.com. We're also socials all jraylive.com, Facebook jraylive.com. Everything is J-Ray.
And everything is J A E R A E. All right, so mm-hmm. jraylive.com, jraylive.
And go to my YouTube drinks. Channel and subscribe, or my people are going to knock me out today.
Got to get it. Well, because that YouTube's going to play a part in the whole theater
Absolutely.
Thing at Gramercy,
yes,
right?
Yes, they're going to play a huge part in it, and it's only going to be live on
So people who can't get up and go to New York can watch the
can
YouTube
watch
live
YouTube
and participate,
live,
too.
Exactly, and participate,
yeah.
Which is what I want to do. So it's basically going to be a platform like this, a desk. I'm going to have my iPad here, which is going to be live. I'm going to get to read everything, and then there's going to be another main camera, which is going to kind of be looking at me and then looking behind me. There's going to be a peep cam, which is going to be watching my pad, a peep pad. Then I'm going to have my card. So there's going to be a lot going on. So you want to really be able to, you want to be able to tune in because even though it's going to be on a projector behind me so the people in the audience can see what's going on the desk, you still want to be part of it. You still want to hear what I have to say. You still like, as I said, I'm going to talk about the moon. Yesterday was the full moon, the eclipse. We're finishing up something that started in January of 2018. We're starting to complete
talk about
right
that because a lot of the ladies like out there pay attention to this. I think it's more girls than guys who really buy in. I'm just saying because ladies love
they love all
to
this
hear this
Mielda,
whole
I get
thing.
It, but I'm telling you, the men in my life,
really,
woo,
really,
they're like, "Yo, Jay, am I making money this week or not? Like, if I'm buying stocks, am I not? Am I doing this? Am I not doing this? Am I buying this? Am I going into a private equity? Am I gonna, you know,
wow.
Yeah, am I purchasing this spirits company?
Really?
Am I doing this for $60 million? Am I doing this? Do I not do this? Do I sign the term sheet? Do I not sign? Listen, yo, don't men come to me just as much as women do.
That's crazy
when it comes to their money."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much the love
women,
life.
Women, it's all the
women
love.
Women got a lot more
yeah.
real estate
yeah.
to deal
the
with.
Love
that's what
and
it
stuff
is.
Like that. But the yeah. men, they're really on it. Like, they're really on it. They like I said, you always want to purchase stocks during a full moon because that's when they're at their peak.
So, wait. So, it's full moon last night?
Yes.
So, really? So, the stock game is popping because...
Stock game is popping. And also, too, because we're emotional. So, we do a lot of emotional spending. We do a lot of emotional buying. So,
is
if you're trying
truth...
to get people to buy your stocks, you want to do it around full moon.
Is there any truth in when it's tidal? Because, you know, like when the tides go up and down because
Absolutely.
Of the moon. And we're mostly water. So,
Absolutely.
We... Is that true?
It is totally
we're
true.
We're affected by
we
tides
are
like that?
We highly affected by it. And that's not a fallacy. That is a fact.
Wow.
It truly
okay.
is a fact. And all we are right. emotionally tied to the moon.
Okay,
and you
yeah.
being a Cancer.
Well, watch out now. See
you
see,
all
there
about
you
the moon. You know that. You're the moon
see.
Child.
We're going to swing this over. We're going to swing this over.
Tell them more.
We're going to swing this over. We're going to talk about Meredith's
you
moon.
You scared? That's what that is.
Because I am. Once she look at me and be like, you, I'm like, no.
You're next.
You sound like Sway right now. Sway's like, and we're not reading me.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question. But we're not reading me, Jerry. It's the same thing. He's like, let me ask you about the moon, but don't tell me about the moon.
Yeah, because it's always, we just the catalyst for the people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want to be the guy.
You say we're holding space.
Holding space.
You're holding space.
Yeah,
that's
a
very spiritual term. You're holding space for someone. You're giving it over to them. And you're saying, I'll hold it for now, but that's yours.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so
Meredith.
Yeah.
So somebody's coming in that definitely crossed over, and the number 8 keeps coming in, and it's a male.
Okay.
So the month of August, or it could be 8 years ago, 8 months ago.
My uncle passed away.
Got it. Okay, that's what I needed to know. Okay.
That's what that means, crossed over?
He came in, yes. Crossed over means crossed to the other side. And who's the end name? Like, who's Neil or something with an N? Nathan, Neil, something with an N. Or was he an M as well?
I got to keep thinking about
okay.
that.
Okay, that's okay. Everyone sometimes gets amnesia around me. It's
that's true.
Okay, now who's the D name around you?
My stepfather is Doug.
Okay, got it. Okay. Just wanted to make sure I'm with you, okay? So if you have any question in the world, I'm definitely connected. So if you have any question you want to say on air, what would be comfortable for you to ask me that you'd want it on air?
You want us to leave?
Because remember, this is where I have to say, this is your sacred space.
Right.
I'm sharing it with you, but do you want to share it with the world? You want to put your business in the street? That's up to you.
Yes, I can.
Because you never know what I'm going to say.
Right.
See, that's exactly what
I might not tell you what you want to hear. No. Okay. So just keep that in mind.
Are we asking the person who passed over something?
Nope.
Or are we just, I can ask
your peeps. These are your guides, your people. I mean, your energy. This is, it's like my peeps talk to your peeps. They're having a conversation and now it's almost like you're able to ask the Oz anything you want.
Okay. Let's talk about family. If I'm going to have another child or is my kid just going to be?
I got two. But were you already pregnant one time before? Did you lose a child before this child?
Yes, I did.
Okay. It's because I'm only getting two children. So the only thing is if the second one comes, it's going to be a rainbow child, meaning it's the soul that left and now is coming back.
Okay.
And that is still a decision that's being made between you and the soul.
Interesting.
Yeah. You haven't made that conscious decision yet.
Oh, man. This is okay.
Wow.
I'm okay.
Are you okay?
Are you okay? Not okay. I'm not even thinking about you. I'm like, when she said you had a child and you said yes, I'm like, me and Davi look at each other like, oh my damn, it's going down.
Oh, like, I believe in this stuff, yeah. So I try to,
I'm trying to be as honest as possible.
As
soft as possible,
right.
Because, you know, it can get emotional. I try not to let it get too emotional. I want you to stay grounded right now, and I want you to stay present with me.
I want to ask about my uncle who passed away, because it was sudden. You know, if like he's okay.
Absolutely.
Or his family.
Let me just tell you something. When people cross over, they are an internal peace. Let's be clear about that, okay? It's better than what it is here.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah, internal peace. And they never really, you have to understand, when they go home, because they're going home, just so you know that. When they're going home, they do immediately feel the pull of leaving the people here behind. But the overwhelming joy that comes over them to be home again will always beat out the odds of staying. Understand? So especially when they get kicked out of their body so quickly like he did, he said I was kicked out so quickly that it was like he really didn't have time to really think about it. It was kind of just something that had to be.
Sudden.
It had to be. That's what he just said. It had to be. There was no choice.
You're crying.
Yeah, there was no choice.
He had a heart attack while shopping at the grocery store.
It was very sudden. Like he didn't have a shot. Like there was no conversation between him and God, or they didn't have a. But he did. He just said to me, He just said to me 2 weeks before he died, he did have this overwhelming sense to make sure everything was in order. Make sure things went in order.
He got his will together 2 weeks before that.
Thank you. That's what he just said. So he just said it was 2 weeks before he died. He felt the ultimate need to get his affairs in order.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And that's why this is that sixth sense that we all get, and we all get this little feeling, and we ignore it, and we put it on the back burner, we pretend like it's not happening. It's happening. This little voice inside of us is talking to us, and that is our higher consciousness that's trying to come through to say, hey.
We had a little New York interruption.
I was like a little slip, but get your stuff together.
Yes.
And that's what being on so many serious radio shows. Get your stuff together and really put yourself in a place where you can do what's best for everyone that's around you. But remember, and this is for everybody in the collective, live your life. Don't worry about what you're leaving behind. Worry about what you're doing for them now.
Yeah.
In your present,
because
that's the most important thing. The only thing the past serves us well is mistakes and memories. Let the memories be great and let the mistakes be done. Like, stop doing the same thing over and over again. Mm.
So when you got that reading from her, I mean, and we're going to take some calls, 888-429-0941, because I want to get a few people on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, we on live. Are we on Facebook? We on Wild 94.1 on Facebook if you want to see this. I'm glad y'all didn't say that beforehand because Meredith started tearing up.
I was over here, all moist in the eyes
because I'm like, yo, I'm looking at her response. And when you said 2 weeks, and you said 2 weeks, I was like, oh, I'm about to run out of here. I knew I had to watch the buttons, but I was like, this is too much for me. Well, I shouldn't be in this business.
It wasn't just a will. He actually made sure that strangely enough, he made sure that his son had an apartment 2 weeks beforehand because they were living at home together.
He got a lot together.
And all of a sudden, he just had a heart attack like 2 weeks after that. Mm-hmm. It was very strange.
Yo, wow. Be clear. J-Ray Live. J-A-E-R-A-E.
A-E-L-I-V-E. Yes.
On all of the socials and just YouTube too. Just subscribe because I want y'all to get in on this.
It's your turn. It's going to be a world phenomenon.
Hell no.
It's going to be a phenomenon. This show is definitely going to be a phenomenon. It's going to be something that it's kind of a little bit like, what do they say? What's that movie that the guy is always, Jim Carrey was in?
What's that movie?
Oh, the one when he was.
The Truman Show.
It's like a little bit like that. It's more like you're going to be able to see the inside of what I just did, kind of in a way that people never get to really see because it's live. It's not edited. It's not a scripted reality. This is the reality of what really goes down.
And they're strangers too.
Absolute strangers. Yeah. 150%.
Yeah, we never met before.
Yeah, I never met.
She just came in the studio, and I was like, "Oh man, you know J-Lo? What's up?" And then this.
We got some folks. We want to do this. Because we got some people to go in.
Yes.
You can do it over the phone, too, and everything.
And that's where I prefer to do it. Really? I don't do in-person readings, only for selected few that get to hang out with me, basically. That way, I only do FaceTimes or I do... phone readings.
Does it mess you up if we talk to you while you're like scribbling and stuff?
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to be like spirits talking to you and we'd be like, you're like, shut up, Orlando.
If I need to switch off, I'll tell you. Okay. Give me a minute.
Cool.
But other than that, no.
Wait, Nicole is on the phone. Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Very grateful to have this opportunity.
You are on with J-Ray Live right now, so go ahead. It's just
you
guys.
Thank you so much.
Hello, darling. So, how are you? And thank you for calling in. What's your question?
So my question is, my daughter passed away last year. Mm-hmm. It was a tragic accident. And she left me with three children. Mm-hmm. My daughter actually passed away.
What's the number four for your daughter? What's four? Was it in April? Or what's the four?
I have another daughter born in April.
Okay, she just said, what's going on with that daughter?
She's been sick a lot. She had a lot of weight loss, like 25 pounds.
Yeah.
Because her sister's concerned for her.
And then she just said to me, now she just went, who's the letter S? Who's S? Who's this S name?
Sarah, that's her sister.
Okay, there she is. So that's why she's a little concerned about her. That's what she just said. So I'm just, that's what she wants to focus. She said, Mommy, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm good. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job with my children. She said, I know this has been rough on you, but I'm telling you, I'm sending you a blessing because I know you need it. So that whatever you tried to get for the children didn't go through. It wasn't approved. She said she's getting it approved for you. So you're going to have that help that you need. So you're going to have it all.
Thank you.
You're going to have it all. Your daughter was a very strong woman because her energy right now is like she was a get it done woman. Like if you wanted somebody to get something done, you called her. She got it done.
She said,
I'm getting it done for you, Mommy. I'm getting it done for you. I know this is a lot for you.
Thank you.
And she said, please tell my sister I love her and I miss her and tell us thank you for being such a wonderful aunt to my children because she stepped in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
your daughter's
having an allergic reaction to something she's eating. That's her problem. Like a celiac maybe or some sort of like wheat or something. I don't know. She's having some sort of stomach gastros. It's like allergic. She's allergic to something she's eating.
Her bones are hurting.
Yeah, she's allergic. She's inflamed. There's something she's allergic to that she's eating. She has to stop eating. She has to start eliminating. Eliminate her daily diet of one thing, this, that, and she'll figure it out. Or she can get an allergy test.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, sweetie. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you, and keep taking care of those children. I know it's not easy.
Thank you so much.
All right, she's crying on the phone.
Nicole, you got us tore up, girl. Just know that you got a great message and blessing, girl. Thank you, boo.
Thank you, darling.
Man, y'all, I can't. I can't be over here in all of this.
That's the like, cancer I mean, in him,
for
by
real,
the way.
Like, we all in people business. Yeah. Like, yo, man. Yeah. We ain't supposed to be. This ain't right. This is not right.
I know. I already cried. We had a caller cry. I know Mark wants to get red as well, too.
Yeah. I mean, if you want.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm in.
Really?
Why do you look like you just saw a ghost?
Because I'm like, why you want to do that? You heard what that just happened.
Yeah,
you
I mean, that was pretty impressive. I'm not going to lie. That was impressive. Yeah.
Yo,
that was deep.
This is.
Dami's head is shaking. He's like blown away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the one with Nicole got me. Yeah.
You know what? To be 100% honest with you, like when you said my birthday, and first thing that I thought of was like, I have a party. I'm promoting it. I'm like, she could have went on my Instagram or whatever. But with that lady with like the April and the S, like that's my daughter's name. I got goosebumps all over my body. Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy.
That's why it freaks me out.
You my best friend now?
Freaks me out. She basically just called me a punk for being a cancer, by the way. I hope y'all know she slid that in there. Oh, that's the cancer in there. Oh, yeah. It sounded like I got punked. All right, so you about to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. So the first thing that I'm getting is, why am I getting like you have like three pressing issues, like three things that you need to be doing right now at the same time and nothing's getting done? You're really being highly affected by this retrograde, correct? There's been delay after delay after delay.
Yeah, there's delays.
Yeah, delay after delay. Yeah. And that's what I'm being told. And you're getting very frustrated with your everyday and you're being really rerouted kind of thing, where you feel like you're going through something all over again, and it's frustrating for you. And you're like, why am I going through this again? That's the energy I'm getting from you. Why am I going through this again? And what I'm being told is it's three specific pressing problems. It's your money. It's your home. It's where you're living. It's your relationships. It's like everything is feel like you're being doing it all over again, and you have to do it differently.
Okay.
You have no choice. As much as you're trying to push it the way you want it to go, you're having a lot of resistance for a reason.
I definitely can direct that to something in my life. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, because I'm not going to throw all your business in the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I appreciate
but
that.
But if you can, you know, I can put up the boundaries enough for you to understand. Also, too, who's the name Guy? Is it Guy? Who's the G name? Is it Guy or who's the G name around you?
I can't think of anything with a G right
now. Could be first name or last name.
Oof.
Could it be Greg, Guy, something with a G?
I'm just not feeling
that's
right.
Okay. No, okay. It'll come through.
But you had that first one with the three pressing issues and repeating. Yeah.
Okay.
You were there.
So also, too, why am I... Are you a cuspian? Like you on the cusp, like your birthday, like a fire sign and a earth sign? Like, are you on the cusp of something?
I'm October. I don't know what that means. Libra.
But are you on the cusp, like 21st?
11.
The 11th? But you also have the master number 11, too. So you really, you're really going through some love.
Mark's messed up.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
What's wrong with him? What are you going through?
Is it bad,
We've been trying to figure it out for a while.
He's crazy as hell.
Let me just tell you what
it is. Just throw it out. Whatever.
You're not listening.
All right.
You're not listening. You think you know everything. You really don't.
Oh, man.
Okay? You're a know-it-all because you think you know it all.
Yeah.
And you really don't. And you're starting to realize that you might have to read the instructions on the manual before proceeding forward. You just think you know how to do things. It's like, nah, not really.
Yeah.
And you're starting to learn that you're in your own way.
Okay.
You're causing your own problems.
For sure.
You're causing your own chaos.
I just had that thought yesterday when I was
really
running.
Because you really just, that's the whole thing. See, you can't be quiet with your own mind because you don't like what you hear.
Yeah.
So you want to hear what you want to hear. So your own self, your own subconscious mind is kicking in and going,
We were interrupted by a break-in by New York. Sometimes New York pops up.
And you have to just really go at it. You have to sit with yourself. And that's why you constantly have music going. You're constantly having to be stimulated. You're constantly having to be out. Yeah, you have a lot of...
Demons?
Yes.
Is that what you
want to
say?
I don't hate to say the word demons because I don't want it to be that way. But you are not growing.
You don't want
moment.
It to be that way because you know the demons.
Yeah.
You're in your head too.
You're not growing the way you should be growing. I'm going to tell you that. You're not heading towards the light. You know, so the plant can grow. It's kind of like, you know how it leans towards the light? You need to lean towards the light.
Okay. All right.
And you have lost a lot of your faith. Like, you don't really believe in anything, like per se. You don't give too much over to anything. You kind of think you have this control.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always in your head. And it's just constant. And it doesn't... it's just something you need to reevaluate in your life.
She's
right
dead
now.
On
you're
because everybody in this room is like shaking
like,
their head.
I'm like, she's read your book. Yeah,
right?
He don't believe in nothing.
Mark is the most stubborn person
yes,
I know.
Yeah,
on everything.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I love Bethany Frankel when she said, I'm a know-it-all because I know it all.
Yeah.
She really does know it all. She could say, and she really is. She's a Scorpio like me, so we do kind of know it all. But with you, it's kind of like you could know it all if you just stayed a minute to listen and learn, and then you'll know it all.
Got you.
Not just assume you know it.
Wow.
You can only right. fake it till you make it so long.
JAERALive.com. And YouTube. Why though? Why is that so much different?
Because you're like, I'm going to find out what's going on.
Okay. All right.
Now I'm going to know the truth.
All right.
Look at his face. He's nervous.
Like, is he cheating? Let me know now. He's like, oh, the Queen of Pentacles. What's that mean?
Oh, so wait, the other pictures tell you stuff. Like, if it's the Queen, that means.
Well, you have to know the cards. Like, these don't have. These are not the right of weights. These I just bought these, but these are very small and they're very monochromatic. But I know the cards themselves. So when you know the cards, you can read them. But if you don't know, then the pictures will tell you something else.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'm pretty much an avid reader.
All right. Well, she got the cards out, ladies.
Cards, please tell me and tell me true. What does Orlando need to know in regards to his life right now in the next 3 months? What does Orlando need to know in regards to his life right now in the next 3 months?
The look on Orlando's face is the absolute best. You can see it on Wild's Facebook.
Wait, is that a bead of sweat I see coming down?
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, here we go. We got the Ace of Swords. Right now, you can't be cutting nothing off. Okay? You got to stay where you're at. And you have the Page of Wands in reverse. Well, you're being shut down right now. They're telling you, don't do a damn thing. But you're also Mercury retrograde energy, so now is not a good time to be signing contracts or trying to execute anything. Just keep silent. Don't say anything. Don't do anything, basically. Just breathe. Right now, you do have the High Priestess, though. We're talking about me. You're sitting with me. I'm the High Priestess. Okay, look at that. Okay, underlying current situation, though, is the Nine of Pentacles. And you are the King of Cups. It's so funny because you're the King of Cups. That's what a Cancer is the King of Cups. And you're the epitome of the King of Cups. So we're talking about you. This is energy of how the cards come out. We're talking about you right now, and this is what your energy is. Ooh, Jesus. Sorry. Okay, we have here three cards popped out. Ooh, you're getting offered something from the universe. You're getting a gift from the universe. You have the Ace of Pentacles. You're being offered money. You're being offered something to do. You'll be working with somebody else, either a King of Wands, and you also have the King of Swords. Are you doing something like with two other men, like a business or something with two other men? Are you trying to put something together right now or facilitate something with two other men?
I mean,
you're taking a leap of faith, Fool card.
There's
stuff
some
in the works. That's all I'm saying. But right now, the Fool card, you're taking a big leap of faith to have a new beginning or a new start doing something else. This is not negating the job you currently have. This is a business venture that you're going to be thinking about doing. And it's going to be with three men, King of Cups, the King of Wands, and the King of Swords. So it's going to be an air sign and a fire sign with a water sign, which is actually a good balance for you. And they're telling me right now, don't execute anything right now. Stay silent. High Priestess also means silence.
I wanted to sell my house in Carrollwood.
Okay. Right now, do that after August 5th. Put it on the market after August 5th.
Okay.
Okay? So, but will you sell that house? Absolutely. Within, be ready to move. Like, if you're going to sell it, move it. Like, you don't
It's not the house I'm living in.
Okay, don't worry about it then. But you're gonna unload that. You're going to unload it.
I got two daughters. Mm-hmm. My daughters are, I just want to make sure they're going to be good.
They are good. I'm not worried. I don't get anything at all. Okay. To be honest with you, I don't like to read kids, to be honest with you. I really don't read kids. I think kids, that's where free will comes in. They're constantly changing after they hit 18, 20.
But you don't see no headlines or nothing. Nothing like in
Do
life.
Do they realize who their father is? You're lucky they're allowed to leave the house.
Very true.
Okay.
All right. I'm surprised
you ain't
Look at my phone blowing up. Like, listen. All right. Look. JAERALive live on everything.
Yes.
Be clear.
Yes. And Instagram is the hottest spot to get me at.
Instagram. Make
Facebook,
sure you're on that.
Absolutely.
Also go on
there.
YouTube and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Just, I know you're going to, because you said you like headed to Cairo and doing all this sort of stuff.
Well, it's a whole big thing going on right now, but I think I'm just going to pretty much stay close to home because this retrograde is wicked.
Really? Okay. It's so, wicked. That's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah, it's wicked. It's and I really feel like right now I just got to stay close to home and do my thing here and get ready to go to New York. And that's another big, huge step for me as far as just now I have to, and I don't think you know how many shoes I have, how much stuff Rajon has to bring downstairs. Pack up the vehicle. It's a lot of work. I'm a lot of work.
Yeah, you are. But I do appreciate you coming in here and sharing this with us because, I mean, you got a lot of people always calling us and doing all this kind of stuff. So, I wanted everybody to kind of
Well, I did this for you because I just want to say thank you for being there for me in the very beginning and being so loving and so kind and so gracious to open up your studio to me 8 years ago and allow me to come on here and be some crazy housewife with three kids that talks to dead people. But hey, sure, put her on the radio. So I just want to say thank you. And I did that for you because you did it for me.
That's awesome. Well, you know what? We're going to definitely have to keep in touch with you. And when you're sitting with J-Lo,
okay,
you can at least tell her that my favorite movie, I just want to thank her for Anaconda. She was wet through 89% of that movie, and that was just awesome. So.
Well, wait till you see Hustlers on it.
J-Ray Live! Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.